Act 1.
Zoop doo. Zoop doo.
A change in thinking, a different self-perception. Terrified, I stayed away from myself for nearly 3 years. A virus affecting memory is active, dangerous, and will quickly spread to others.
If you get someone to help you, you should let us know.
Corrosive acids that have been strained into piñatas are sold at import stores year-round. I was very nervous about us doing it on a bed of nails. We didn't have a single body part that wasn't tender. Evaluate your confidence. Poets, photographers, filmmakers, and performers should be able to cause pain, swelling, redness, and itching of the soul. We did not stop at conventional methods. We kept shagging our brains out while a chaotic mass went on chanting in the spirit of creativity. The mayor was still reacting to a political policy with new military-style tactics. Mr. Humpback Jr. Executive doesn't carry his lunch to work. He has hot beverage cups, a small jar of instant coffee, and enjoys teabagging.
We encourage you to consent.
Start thinking about the history of the disease. We pay them for not stocking portable TV sets.
Jack is an East Coast investment banking executive.
Never underestimate people's ability to working knowledge. This, of course, is not enough.
Everything should be made with the craft of pricelessness. The problem is that there just aren't enough perfectionists in the world.
Don't get all psychological on me. I'm having a perfectly good Zen moment watching the rain fall lightly.
The question is, do you view this common reality as being a prison or a home?
You sound like a big fat twat, always putting yourself into some obscure paradox.
You're just procrastinating your reply because you haven't found anything intelligent to say.
For the love of life, do you actually respect me?
I respect you. Like, the United States respects France.
The United States doesn't respect France, they just want to control them.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't. Fuck, you don't even know what you mean.
Be cool. Comes from my voice inside.
Oh, and I bet you're expecting a rhyme. I'm not. Certain definitions of the phrases you've used are coming to mind.
Oh, ha ha. You're so witty.
You cannot break me. I found my muse in youth relived within my everyday actions.
And who is this muse? A shady woman, I suppose, who talks too much, drinks too much, whom I hate, but somehow teaches me to confirm myself.
Stop it. Stop it now. Now you're just being patronizing. You know I hate that. Pride and ego washed away by spit bubble burps. Lips of dolts who try and stop who I am.
Explain what you mean. Sprouted vegetation talks.
I'm at the mercy of morons.
It's not our government. It's these people.
The government is the easy scapegoat. It's just that no one here wants to hear the simple truth. The reason our system is fucked up is because we're fucked up.
This hellion home we call the United States of America. This way that people treat each other is destructive.
I have a perfect example. One time I read a poem for some people. I thought, maybe break some ice, right? Hell no, they just told me how much I suck and that I should stop writing altogether. I say fuck that. Teach me to do better. Encourage this mind.
These people are playing a game of, I can outbluff you with my intelligence.
Do you know what this means?
I know I do, and I'm not telling you.
Fuck this, I'm better attitude. I've seen more than you.
What is this point?
My suffering surpasses yours.
That is not the point.
Can I have fun?
Well, I hope that you are buried in a gold coffin.